Hello, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask you for a donation. Am I speaking with Mary?
Well, Mary Reen, yes.
Hi. Do you have a little bit of time so we can do a survey, ma'am?
I don't know. What's it about?
Okay. It's actually about Phoenix and the interviews. Just a moment. Let me double check on something here real quick.
You called me. You don't even know what about? Oh.
No. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Well, you can call it that. I mean, but it's actually Levine, but they call it Phoenix because it's like one street over.
Yes, we're calling about Levine. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, ma'am? Or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
The whole country's off track. I mean, come on.
Would that be right direction or wrong track, ma'am?
Well, the whole world is in the wrong track.
Okay.
Nobody knows who to believe, who to follow, what to do.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt
Okay,
River.
Now what is it? Wait a minute. Who are you with, and why are you calling me about these questions?
Actually, I'm calling from public surveys, ma'am. We're doing a research, and we would really like to have your opinion on Levine.
Okay.
Okay, And the questions I'm asking are just here in front of me, in front of the computer, but those are just the questions on the survey that comes, I mean, the questions come with the survey.
All right, ask away.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so like I was saying, let me see here just a moment. Here we go. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that the definition clear, or do you need me to read?
No, I understand. Go ahead.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. Are you male, female? It's just a question that's asking.
Well, I'm a female. I mean, you can't tell by my voice, but I am.
Thank you.
Unless you want me to go get a sex change. I mean, you know, come on.
Thank you so much for patience. And what year were you born?
Well, my God, you got my phone number. I don't believe you don't have this information.
Actually, it's the question that's in the survey, ma'am.
1954.
Thank you.
54.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, we're about as white as snow.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider yourself be white, African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Pacific?
Oh, my God. I just got done saying we're all as white as snow, so obviously white.
Thank you, ma'am. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, they need to clean it up, but besides that, I mean, I like the people in my neighborhood.
Okay. Would that be excellent, good, just fair?
Below par.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And first, I want to say thank you for your patience. Next, I am going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number...
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Okay, so... The statement, more good.
One is good, five is bad. Is that correct? One's good, five's bad.
Yes. So five means that would do very little to improve quality of life. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. More good paying jobs, 1 through 5.
That's everywhere in the world, but number 5.
Okay. Better public transportation options?
Oh, number 5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
Well, that's kind of an iffy place there. I mean, if you're saying for Section 9 to get in, I would say no, but I mean, I'm not quite getting that one, so I'm just going to middle of the line that one.
Okay, from 1 through 5, what would be the number?
So we're going to give it a 2.5 or whatever.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities?
No, we got enough.
Would that be from 1 to 5 the scale? 1 to 5?
Oh, I'm sorry. 1 doesn't do us any good, right?
Yes, that's very little. And 5?
Okay, 1. 1.
Okay. More dining and entertainment options?
Oh, that's always a 5, no matter where you live.
Okay. More shops in retail stores or commercial
stores? Oh, that's number 5, no matter where you live.
Okay. Better street and road maintenance?
5.
5. Thank you. We're almost done. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
I'm older than Methuselah, so I would say retired.
Okay. Let's see. Thank you. In thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employs office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine, I'm sorry. Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Well, having been retired for quite some time, I don't have an opinion on that one.
Okay.
I don't even have a rating on that one, so I don't know.
Okay, we can just go ahead and skip on this one.
Yeah, skip that one.
Okay. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Well, there again, I haven't been in the workforce for such a long time that I can't give an honest opinion.
Okay. Let's see. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of business in Levine.
Okay.
Okay, doctor's offices and hospitals.
Yes.
Okay. Dollar stores and discount stores.
Yes.
Okay, chains, yes, okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
No.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment.
Yes.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yes.
Okay. We're almost done. Add in your own words. What type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levine?
Discount grocery. Discount clothes. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, or a moderate problem, or a slight problem?
I have absolutely, you're going to have to pass that one because I have absolutely no concept of that one because I've been living here for such a long time that
okay.
I've never looked, so I wouldn't know.
Okay. The second statement, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a home in housing affordability?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll go ahead and move on. Let's see. Still thinking about residential development, I am going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of housing in Levine. Townhouses or attached homes? Yes.
Neither.
Okay. Housing options for seniors?
Oh, well, yeah, yes.
Okay. Multiple family housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
Okay. Single family detached homes?
No. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years.
Wait, I'm thinking, I'm thinking.
Okay.
2001, so, yeah, more than 20.
Yes, okay. And do you currently own your own home, rent your home?
Yes.
Or are you living, okay?
Own.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. So here you go. Oppose or oppose or strongly oppose is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multiple family housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Repurpose of replaced parking lots with new housing.
No.
Changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhomes, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
No.
Okay. Propose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
No.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
No.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
No.
Okay. Almost done. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
6 years in college.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Which is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or more.
More.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Mary.
Thank you so much. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate you taking your time with me. Thank you. You have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.